أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلى على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I would like to draw your attention to one of the important subject relating to our prayer. I mean about sajda. One of the most important part of our salat, our prayer is sajda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it wajib two times in each rak'at. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some verses of Quran talking about importance of sajda, and also there are countless rawayat about sajda and its effects in this life, in this material life, and also the effect of sajda, effect of long sajda in the day of judgment. Also we have a number of rawayats about quality of sajda, about the dhikr, minimum dhikr, which is wajib in sajda, and maximum dhikr, this is actually mustahab in each sajda. All of those rawayats and verses of Quran shows importance of sajda in this life and in the day of judgment. For example, we have one of our rawayat from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Says that akthir as-sujud, do more sajda, fa innahu yahuttu ad-dunub, because sajda will drop the sin, the effect of sin actually. كما تحط الريح ورق الشجر, like dropping leaf of tree by wind. This is the effect of sajda, and if we make sajda long has another effect, and there are several rawayat about this. But according to Shia school and Sunni school, performing sajda is permitted only to do in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because sajda itself considered as worship, and we cannot worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worship is the, actually sajda is the worship dedicated only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also if we look at the some verses of Quran, sometimes we see that, for example, angel of God, they perform sajda in front of Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Is sajda haram? And if sajda is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why angel of God perform sajda for Prophet Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam? The answer is that they the angel of God, they perform sajda because of command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ordered him to do sajda. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did sajda, they performed sajda because of great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they did sajda as humanity because of the position of Adam. Adam was one of example of humanity. And the another sajda which mentioned in Quran, the sajda of Prophet Yaqub and his family for Prophet Yusuf, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam. I'm waiting for your salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Why they did sajda, why they performed sajda in front of Prophet Yusuf? Is that haram or not? The Quran said, when they saw the Prophet Yusuf, kharru lahu sujjadan. They prostrated, they performed sajda before him, before Prophet Yusuf. The answer which scholars given to the question is that they did sajda of shukr, because they wanted to say thank you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they found their brother or his son after 20 years. So this is the actually reason for doing sajda by angel of God for Prophet Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, or for Prophet Yusuf by Prophet Yaqub. The differences between Shia school and Sunni school is about on what material we can do sajda. Can we do sajda on everything or only on earth? This is the differences between Shia school and Sunni school. Shia says that we can only perform sajda on earth and whatever grown from earth. This is a fatwa of all of the mujtahideen of Shia. And we have rawayat. For example, one of rawayat from Hisham, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam said, as sujood la yajuz illa ala al-ard aw ma anbatat al-ard. It means that doing sajda is not permitted other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that we can do sajda only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one else. And the sajda should be la yajuz illa ala al-ard, is not permitted only on earth. Umma anbatat al-ard, and whatever grown from earth, with two conditions. It means that the things which grown from the earth should not be used for eating and should not be used for wearing. So with those conditions, we can do sajda on earth and whatever grown from earth. This is the actually belief of Shia. And so we can do sajda on leaf of tree, we can do sajda on wood, we can do sajda on stone, we can do sajda on dust, we can do sajda on lot of things grown from the earth. But the most recommended things to use for sajda is turbat of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Some scholars from Ahl Sunnah school, they thought that Shia performed sajda for earth, for turba, not on turba. This is the difference between on and for. We do sajda on turba, not we do sajda for turba. They said, yes, Shia performed sajda in front of Torba, so the Torba is idol. Like we put our forehead on torba, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in front of torba, in front of wood, in front of stone, or something like that. We do sajda on torba. That's why they said, yes, if you do sajda on torba, this is shirk, this is bid'ah. Why? They believe that the people, Muslim, can do sajda on everything. We limited this circle. We limited that we can do sajda only on earth and whatever grown from earth. And we do sajda on earth, not for earth. We do sajda on torba, not for torba. This is the differences between Shia and Sunni. The another question which may raise is that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa barjum, used to perform sajda. This is the good evidence if we understand how Rasulullah did sajda. Let me to recite some rawayat. The first one from Wa'il ibn Hajar. He reported that Ra'aytu, I personally saw the Prophet, Ra'aytu an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa faraja.
Idha sajada, when he performed sajda, wada'a jabhatahu wa anfahu ala al-ard, he used to put his forehead and his nose ala al-ard, on earth. He said, he reported, he saw the Prophet, he is one of the companions of the Prophet, and said, I saw the Prophet, he did sajda only on earth. And another rawayat, Abu Hurairah mentioned that sajada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Fi yawm matarin, in a raining day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing sajda. Hatta andi anni la anduru ila athar dhalika fi jabhatihi wa anfihi. I saw the effects of putting his forehead on the torba on earth. I saw the effects on his forehead and on his nose, he reported. And the another rawayat from Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari is a famous companion of the Rasulullah, and he saw actually 7 ma'soom in his time. And he was alive until the time of Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa rajam.
He said, kuntu usalli ma'an nabi al-dhuhr. I was performing salat al-zuhr with Rasulullah. Fa'akhadha qabdatahu min al-hisa. He took some sand in his hand. Faja'alaha fi kaffi, and put in my hand. And put it in my hand. Thumma ahulaha ila al-kaffil ukhra. And then I put it in another hand. Why? Hatta barada, because at that time was too hot, the weather was too hot, and the sand are too hot. So I put it in my another hand to make it cool. Thumma adawaha lijabini hatta asjuda alayha. In order to put in front of me, to put my forehead on it, and asjudu alayha, and to do sajda on this sand. It means that because of the sand was too hot, so I made it cold. Why? Because I wanted to do sajda on it. If permitted in Islam to do sajda on everything, why Rasulullah and the companion at that time, they tried to make the hot, actually sand, cold and used for sajda, for turba, in their turba. Why? This is shows that, this is the good evidence that at the time of Rasulullah, people used to actually use the sand or stone or earth for their place of sajda.
And the another riwayat in Tabaqat Kubra from Ibn Sa'd, he narrated that Masruq ibn Ajda. This person is one of the companion of Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. We call them as Tabi'in. He says that he actually didn't allow people to do sajda only on earth. Hatta fi safina wa kana yahmilu fi safinati shay'an yasjud 'alayha. Even in boat, he used to bring with himself, to brought with himself, a part of stone for his sajda during the trip in sea. This is the another riwayat and shows that the at the time of Rasulullah and his tabi'in and companion, they used to use only earth or stone, the things which Shia believe that. And the another hadith, one of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
He wrote a letter to his friend. He was living in Mecca and requested him to bring a part of stone of Marwa to use for his sajda. Like this time, we usually when whoever wants to go to Karbala, we ask him, please bring us some turba. He said at that time, this companion of Rasulullah wrote a letter to his friend in Mecca to bring him some part of mountain of actually Marwa to use for his sajda. And the last riwayat, كان عمر بن عبد العزيز لا يكتفي بالخمرة بل يدعو عليها التراب ويسجد عليها. This is mentioned by Fath al-Bari, one of the famous books of Ahl Sunnah. He said that this person used to put some dust on mat to use for sajda at the time of salat. Even mat is enough, it's sufficient to put your forehead and use it as a actually place of sajda. But he used to put some dust on it. Why? Because it is recommended to use earth as the place of sajda. All of this riwayat and the another riwayat and another actually reported shows that at the time of Rasulullah, people used to use earth and stone as the actually sajda, as the place of sajda, to put their forehead on the turba or on the earth or on the stone. Those shows that the belief of Shia is actually equal and the same as the belief of companion of the Prophet at the time of Rasulullah. Let me to end this part of speech with another روايه from رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم
صلى على محمد محمد
رسول الله said that اذا اردت ان يحشرك الله معي يوم القيامه فعتل السجود بين يد الله الواحد القهار. The spiritual effects of your sajda, if you make your sajda longer, the effect is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of judgment. And Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And in our rawayat, recommended to mu'mineen to make their sajda longer and at least three times recite dhikr of sajda. For example, three times subhana rabbi al-a'la wa bihamdi, subhana rabbi al-a'la wa bihamdi, subhana rabbi al-a'la wa bihamdi. This is sunnah. And the sajda has lots of effects. One of them, as mentioned in this riwayat, you will inshallah rise with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the another one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your life longer. We hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this chance to actually knows about Islam and to spread message of Islam and to act upon whatever knows from Islam.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the Age. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat, all of Muslimin around the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farajahum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala al-Nabiyy al-Ummiyy al-Makkiyy al-Madaniyy al-Hashimiyy al-Qurashi al-Ladhi summiya fi al-Samai bi Ahmad wa fi al-Ard bi Abi al-Qasim Mustafa Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على امير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
اللهم صل وسلم على فاطمه الزهراء سيده النساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدي شباب اهل الجنه الحسن والحسين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على ائمه المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم مهدی اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على حجتك وخليفتك في الارض اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
صل على محمد وآل محمد
اوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي وتقوى الله قال الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام انما شيعتنا يعرفون بخصال شدة. Imam alayhi salam said that you can recognize our Shia with some qualities. The first one, bis-sakha. They are very generous. Wal-badl lil-akhawan. And they bestow gift to their brothers. Wabi'an yusallu al-khamseen laylan wa nahara. The another qualities of Shia, of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. They are used to recite their wajib prayers and their nafila prayers. Khamseen salat, khamseen rak'a salat. It means that all of the wajibat and all of the mustahabat. But before salat, Imam alayhi salam mentioned as-sakha, generosity. And be careful about your brothers, about your neighbor, about your family. And help them financially, give them advice. So this is the recommended of Imam alayhi salam said, if you want to know who is true Shia, this is the quality of Shia. Three qualities Imam mentioned. The first one, as-sakha, generosity. And the second one, help his brother and give them gift. And the third one, he is careful about his prayer. Wajib prayer and mustahab prayer. The nafilat. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
I would like to mention two sad news and two good news. The sad news is that unfortunately more than 22 Shia murdered in Pakistan, in Peshawar today, and more than 60 people injured. This is the very sad news. We extend our condolences to our Imam of the Age, to salvation of mankind, for this tragic event. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of Shia, all of mu'mineen, all of Muslimin around the world, especially our brothers, our sisters in Pakistan. It seems that the government of Pakistan are not sincere towards protecting Shia, because such an event, we actually knows that happened and took place at least every month. And the Shia in Pakistan and the personality and the great personality of Shia in Pakistan needs a system, a group to protect themselves, to protect their event, to protect their programs. And there is a call for global protest from the Shia leadership in Pakistan. Inshallah, IC will announce in detail, and I would like to ask everyone to participate in this protest. The another sad news is that three young American Muslim students were killed in America in North Carolina, and we also extend our condolences to the family of those who were murdered. And we actually condemn all acts of violence around the world, especially in Muslim countries, and the things happen in this country. Unfortunately, we also hear that every week something like that happen in America. Sometimes African American targeted, and sometimes Muslim. Sometimes in school, sometimes in university, sometimes in campus of university. And this powerful country, we expect to protect all of nations. And Muslim community in this country is a great community, is educated community. A number of Muslims here are educated. They are professor in university. They are doctor, they are engineer, they have a big business and very useful community. And we respect everyone regardless to his race, regardless to the religion. And we also need respect from others. And we are waiting to actually a strong message from the legal authority to condemn this issue. And we would like to actually set up a regulation to protect everybody in this country, and also Muslimin, which they are a big number living in this country. The another news, actually, I would like two sad news mentioned and two good news. The first one, I would like to thank everybody participated in anniversary of establishment of Al-Ahadi School, and they donated. I would like to thank all of them, all of the people who donated, all of the volunteers, they helped to make this